Anderson's The Right Perspective.
And that's the great Belinda Carlisle.
International night on The Right Perspective. We have Johan Jacobs and his son Tion, who came from South Africa by way of the United Kingdom, where they've been living for the past 8 years. And you've heard Johan on The Right Perspective phoning in. Well, he's in New York for a few days with his son, and I invited him down to the studio, and here he is. He's with us and his son Tion and you. And Brian from Australia is waiting patiently, but let's go back to Frank in northern Arizona. So I said to John, even after 9/11, I never felt...
Am I on?
Yeah, I never felt as afraid for this society.
Some feedback from your last comment. Anyway.
Yeah.
Welcome to your guests, and welcome to the United States. It must be funny to look in the mirror and see yourselves 25 years ago. But, again, I wonder if it's divine. If these pirates had taken the 20 Americans, which they originally were going to do, and the captain happened to be brave and made a deal with them, threw some of them overboard to take me instead of my crew, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This guy would now have his Jimmy Carter moment, because it would have been 20 Americans instead of one in a lifeboat right now. And anyway, so like I'm saying, this guy is paralyzed. He wouldn't use force, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And if somebody takes some initiative and frees these guys, he'll be the first to stand up and take credit for it. But anyway, the Hillary laughing about it.
Imagine this.
Yeah, cackles.
This country, and I just wanted to ask, and maybe they can comment, I'll hang up, why I think people should, where can the South Africans go? They can't go anywhere. Where can we go? There's no place left on this earth without this scourge on it now. And like I say, I think Israel's going to be forced to attack.
Oh, yeah.
And I think if they do, Pakistan will attack Israel, whether they say their stuff blew up or not. And you're going to see another world war breakout.